So efficient.
Okay, next one will be... well, Diana, I don't know if you remember last year we had a talk improvised by someone that calculated the carbon footprint impact of your RSS feeds, and whenever you call Spotify or whatever to listen to your podcast. Diana's going to talk about something similar, because whenever we make a request, we actually have carbon footprint, and she's going to talk about how we optimize that and not make unnecessary requests.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. That's right. So basically, we are going to talk about how to reduce all the data bloat and carbon impact in sustainability. So let's get into it. I'm Diana. I'm a developer experience engineer at Victoria Metrics. And also, I'm an OpenTelemetry member and contributor. And I'm a co-organizer of Cloud Native Days Romania and a co-lead of CNCF Merge for Neurodiversity Group. So when I first heard about Green Software Foundation, actually, that struck me like a very, very cool. They have a very, very cool mission that is among the first one actually is to minimize the carbon footprint. So their objective is to use less physical resources, less energy, and use that energy more intelligently. They were established in 2021. But they grew pretty fast. Last year, actually, I saw the first time a presentation from one of their members, and it was something that really resonated with me. Because in observability, we don't talk that often about sustainability, or we should talk about sustainability more often. So I started to dig around a bit and understand a bit backtracking to the Green Software Foundation, if there are any protocols or standards that talk about carbon footprint or energy or anything that could give me some standardization around it. So there are like three protocols or three standards. So is the one that talks about the greenhouse gas protocol. So this is like a globally recognized foundational framework for measuring and reporting emissions. Then is the ISO 14064, which is an international standard that provides principles, requirements for the quantification and reporting of greenhouse gas emissions at an organizational level. And it's aligned with the first protocol. And the last one is ISO 14067, which is a standard that focuses on the carbon footprint of products across their life cycle, which can be applied to a specific software product or service. So why is this interesting for developers, or why is this interesting for observability? It's interesting because besides these protocols, the Green Software Foundation actually created, they kind of like made up this specification called software carbon intensity, which is something that it's pretty cool. And it's used in another CNCF project called Kepler. That is actually, in simple terms, it measures how much carbon your software emits per unit of work. So I'm not going to stick around too much on it. I just wanted to make like something really clear. So here in this formula, basically what it says is that the E stands for energy consumed by the software, I for carbon intensity of the energy, M is the embodied carbon, hardware manufacturing life cycle, and R is the functional unit.